Graubard? Charlie asked. That's right, to make sure he can mount the scaffold without assistance. What if Hillebo? She'll be out for another half hour. I'll send Jarville down just in case. She hurried out the door. The scaffold. I hadn't given that any thought. How the hell are we going to execute him? We can't do it indoors. Morale. Firing squad would be pretty grisly. Chuck him out the airlock. You don't owe him any ceremony. You're probably right. I wasn't thinking about him. I wondered whether Charlie had ever seen the body of a person who died that way. Maybe we ought to just stuff him into the recycler. He'd wind up there eventually. Charlie laughed. That's the spirit. We'd have to trim him up a little bit. Door's not very wide. Charlie had a few suggestions as how to get around that. Jarville came in and more or less ignored us. Suddenly, the infirmary door banged open. A patient on a cart, Diana rushing alongside, pressing on the man's chest, while a private pushed. Two other privates were following, but hung back at the door. "Over by the wall," she ordered. It was Graubard. "Tried to kill himself," Diana said. But that was pretty obvious. Heart stopped. He'd made a noose of his belt. It was still hanging limply around his neck. There were two big electrodes with rubber handles hanging on the wall. Diana snatched them with one hand while she ripped his tunic open with the other. "Get your hands off the cart!" She held the electrodes apart, kicked a switch, and pressed them down onto his chest. They made a low hum while his body trembled and flopped. Smell of burning flesh. Diana was shaking her head. "Get ready to crack him," she said to Jarville. "Get Doris down here." The body was gurgling, but it was a mechanical sound, like plumbing. She kicked off the power and let the electrodes drop, pulled a ring off her finger, and crossed to stick her arms in the sterilizer. Jarville started to rub an evil-smelling fluid over the man's chest. There was a small red mark between the two electrode burns. It took me a moment to realize what it was. Jarville wiped it away. I stepped closer and checked Graubard's neck. "Get out of the way, William. You aren't sterile." Diana felt his collarbone, measured down a little ways, and made an incision straight down to the bottom of his breastbone. Blood welled out, and Jarville handed her an instrument that looked like big chrome-plated bolt cutters. I looked away, but couldn't help hearing the thing crunch through his ribs. She asked for retractors and sponges and so on, while I wandered back to where I'd been sitting. With the corner of my eye, I saw her working away, inside his thorax, massaging his heart directly.